or just kind of an activity where you're out in nature with your mother rather than something that isn't very personal. I guess I shouldn't say that with all of our other sponsors. But
oh, I'm just thinking, what about, you know, even there's been so much conversation about all the cool things you can grow in containers.
Right.
And that's a great way for somebody maybe who's in a smaller apartment, you know, or maybe doesn't have access to a yard. Not only that, if you've got things growing in containers, you don't have to get down on your knees and then try to get back up again.
All right, exactly.
So I'm discovering is a challenge.
Yeah.
Even at my age.
Even at my age.
So container gardening, what a great idea.
Right. Right, and there's so much to do with them and so many plants now that are coming out that are ready for containers or even containers that are started, whether it's tomatoes or peppers or all kinds of things, squash, things like that, that you can grow in a container and have a harvest from in a small confined space. So if your parents are living on in a condo or in a place where they only have a small space, those work nice for that too.
And
Lisa, I
want to say something. Yeah. Actually, we have that Whole Foods Co-op $25 gift card still on the table. I believe we have one of them. So for the next caller at that $10 a month level, they can take advantage of that. And they have those beautiful plants there for Mother's Day that you can spend your money on that instead
idea.
Of chocolate. 726-7.
Did you just say instead of chocolate?
Yeah, or with chocolate.
In addition
to chocolate. Yeah.
726-7181.
She's going to throw something at me pretty
soon. Yeah, and there's nothing that's instead of chocolate.
Exactly. Yeah, it's always in addition to chocolate.
Yeah, and then the t-shirt, you can keep that for yourself and Tom.
I'd like to do that.
You'd like to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Just like Tom, if you make that phone call, 726-7181, we will send you the Whole Foods Co-op gift certificate for $25. You can spend that on all kinds of meaningful things for your mother.
Yes.
726-7181. Get that t-shirt and get that match from Whole Foods Co-op matched with your money. Lovely thing to get your money doubled right now. So 726-7181.
So let me ask you something about heirloom seeds.
Yes.
Thinking about parents, thinking about gardening, thinking about the time that my father got the wild hare to go back to the home farm where my cousins were living, and he says, I've got the perfect place. And he was going to plant a few plants of Swedish brown beans. And instead, he planted this massive, and it was like, are you insane? You know, and I'm like, are you expecting Jay to harvest this stuff, you know, with a combine or something? Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you harvest Swedish brown beans with? Something in Swedish. Anyway, he just went completely nuts. How do you know, though, like, If my dad were still with me, that would be really cool. But if I wanted to plant Swedish brown beans in a container, how would I know whether Swedish brown beans would grow well in a container or not? Or like, mom's got these heirloom seeds for, I don't know, snapdragons or something that she had at home, or she's got a cutting from a rose bush that she had at home, or different things that maybe your folks had at home that you'd like to maybe put in a container and have that for them where they're living. How do you know whether it's going to grow well in a container or not?
Well, most of the things that you mentioned will grow well in a container. You know, I mean, there's things that they need. Sunlight, so they have to have the right amount of sun, the right amount of moisture or water, the good soil content, and support depending on what you're growing. So if it's beans or pole beans, something like that, that they have something that they can grow up on. If it's a shrub rose, you mentioned a rose, more than likely you'd still have to, in the fall, put that container somewhere to protect it so the cold doesn't get to the root system. Snapdragons that you mentioned should do fine in a container. So really any of those things that you mentioned will do just fine depending on the kinds of conditions that you have for them and can provide for those plants. So all of them will do well. Thing you want to keep in mind with any of those heirlooms is how well has the seed been preserved. So if it's just been laying around in a drawer for 10 years, more than likely its viability is pretty low, so you'd have to plant a lot and hope for a few. If they're recent or if they've been stored properly, they'll still have quite a bit of viability. So chances are you'd probably do pretty well with them.
Well, just so many people find that a room with plants in it, you know, some living plants, an apartment, a condo, a big house, whatever it might be, just looks so much better with some plants in it. And if your folks were people that really enjoyed gardening, when they were hale and hearty, maybe they'd still appreciate the opportunity to grow some tomato plants or grow some herbs and, you know, in an assisted living facility or whatever it might be. I just think that's a cool idea.
Yeah, exactly. And herbs are a great choice for that because not only are they beautiful and attractive looking and provide some green and some respite maybe from the from a stark interior, especially in the in those months where we don't have a lot of green, but they also provide fragrance or smell. So you can walk by and brush that thyme or brush that rosemary with your hand, and you've got that smell that you can, it can bring you back to a different place or bring you to a place, whether it was when you were cooking with it or had it in your garden or something like that. So containers with herbs in them are great choices for throughout the season, and then they also can provide for you if you are cooking as well. So
I remember that I'd done a little research at one point in the last few years of Dad's life, and they talked about how, and he had, was complaining that nothing had any taste, and they talked about how your taste changes as you get, your sense of taste changes as you get older, and so more highly spiced foods and more highly seasoned foods will kind of help to bring back a little bit of that taste. And if you're growing, you know, some herbs and maybe, you know, some spices, or maybe you've got some a little section of hot peppers for your family members that like stuff that's really hot, might be just the perfect thing to kind of spice up the food a little bit and make it yummy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So, you know, there's a couple of things going on around the community for folks to know about. As you know, I'm a board member for the Duluth Community Gardening Program, or Community Garden Program, which is a nonprofit that provides public gardening space for folks to grow some of their own food,
food.
To help. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it has to be food related. And so they have
No Twinkie bushes,
no potato chip shrubs, anything like that.
No coffee trees, coffee bushes?
No.
Harsh. All right, well, except for their unreasonable demands, they're a really great organization.
They're a great organization. Yeah. And they have a couple things coming up. Well, actually, this week they have an open house going on 11 a.m. to 7 each day of this week, and they had an open house that started last Saturday. And folks can come in and sign up for a garden plot. Their prices are very reasonable for these plots, you know, anywhere from $30 to $45, $50. And they even, if you have limitations, will work with you on that. And they have plots throughout the community, 17 locations from as far west as Smithville to Cook Home, up off of Arrowhead Road is their largest one. And they have these plots, big plots, 20 by 20, excuse me, and folks can sign up and start working the soil and start feeling that feeling of growing some of your own food. And they have a couple of things coming up with this open house. They have their fruit tree and shrub sale, and you can go online at their website, and you can see what they're offering. And
now, is that the same as the South St. Louis?
No.
Okay, so this is a different one. Yep. Man, there are so many wonderful plant sales at this time of year. It's really hard to keep track of them all.
And this one is a larger stock, so it's fruit trees and shrubs that they have picked out that are hardy for our region. So they're things that are going to do well, that are going to produce good fruit, good healthy fruit for folks that they can buy at a discounted price. They're buying them bare root, so they need to go home and plant them and properly take care of them. But folks can go on their website and see what they have to offer. Today is kind of, or the next couple of days are the end of the pre-order sale, but they will also have plants available starting at the farmer's market in early May. And when they have what they have sold, then the plant sale is over. But if you really want to make sure you get what you want from their list, you want to pre-order so they can contact the Duluth Community Gardening Program for that. They also have their seed and transplant sale coming up in about a month as well. And same kind of thing. They've gone out and hand-selected plants that they want to grow, or that gardeners would want to grow, that have a better chance of being successful than maybe some of them that we find in other places. And they have a big sale coming up in mid-May on that, and folks can also get their seeds there as well. Same kind of thing. They've gone out and hand-selected varieties of seeds that are hardy for our region, that are quick-producing, quick growing and healthy for us. So
I'm looking ahead at May, and I'm seeing a fruit tree sale here at 2 o'clock on the 6th. Well, that's all the way down. There it is. The annual plant sale, May 23rd, begins at 8 o'clock. And isn't that the one where people start lining up at 7?
Well, that's a different sale that I was going to mention. But
I can't keep this. I cannot keep track of this. Too much. Go ahead.
I can see
the confusion
flowing out of your head, will return.
Exactly.
So the plant sale you're talking about is the Duluth Garden Flower Society plant sale, which is the following weekend, and that's more of flowers. The sale at the community garden program is vegetable transplants. So things like that you would put in your vegetable garden.
Plant. Yeah. So I'm just saying.
All right.
You know, there might be a flower or two. You never know. Yeah.
But mostly vegetables. So.
All right. And then the Duluth Community Garden, or the Garden and Flower
Society.
I got the words in the right order for the most part. They've got a plant sale coming up. South St. Louis has got their tree and shrub, unless you've already missed the boat on that. But sometimes there are orders that people haven't picked up, and so you can kind of come in and say, hey, do you have any? Yep. Or they've got a little extra something that you can purchase. So all kinds of wonderful opportunities now to start getting out. And if you're really thinking ahead and you really want something to do and you've raked gently, you could start digging holes.
That's right.
So the holes are pre-dug when you bring your plants home, your trees.
And the frost is now leaving the ground. There is still frost about 6 inches deep in most areas, but it is starting to leave the ground, which is, of course, a month and a half earlier than last year. So there is going to be an earlier opportunity for us to work in our garden. Now, we still don't want to get out as much as we want to plant because it's beautiful right now. We still don't want to. It's still too cold for folks to be actually putting things in the ground unless you can protect them or move them, or if they're plants that are hardy. You know, there's certain things that you can be seeding now.
You can go outside and say encouraging things to the rhubarb.
Right, and rhubarb is coming up.
It is.
So if folks are, one of the questions we get asked often on the public television gardening show that I'm on is, when can I transplant my rhubarb? And you know the answer to that.
Anytime you want. I always thought my aunt was a master gardener also, and anytime I saw my aunt doing anything with rhubarb, it involved yanking, pulling, and really big knives. And it was just whack. All right, divided. Bloop, bloop. You know, because rhubarb seems to be a very forgiving kind of vegetable. It just kind of, you do what you want to rhubarb, and it just takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Right. But it actually, the best time to divide it is in the spring, about right now, just as it's coming up. So.
And that's a wonderful opportunity to point out that Green Visions is a KUMD production. To encourage green thinking and green actions, it is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and also offering Johnson Family rhubarb in its gardens.
Very nice.
Tom Hansen came over and divided it. And,
yes.
Well, actually, he didn't really divide it. I just dug up 5 plants. I said, I really have sort of embarrassment of riches here, and dug those up. And so Johnson Family rhubarb is at the Duluth Grill.
Are you serious?
Coming soon to a pie near you.
You
or
know,
a jelly or a jam.
You know how I feel about pie.
I know how you feel about pie. You're a big fan of pie.
Yes.
726-7181 is the number to call. Tom Cass.